And on with us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline is the Browns' third-round draft pick, Leon McFadden from San Diego State. Leon, first of all, welcome to the Browns.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, let's start with this, Leon. A lot of discussion about the fact that you come into a defense that had a crying need for cornerback, and they go ahead and address it with you in the third round. Does that ramp it up as far as pressure, the feeling that you've got to deliver quickly and deliver in a big way for this team?
Yeah, I mean, it's pressure that's not taken in the wrong way. I can take the pressure and turn it into a positive, or, you know, to motivate me to work hard. I mean, it's an opportunity, and go out there and work hard.
And I think one of the big things that stands out about you, among many, in a great way, is the fact that you come into this with a high level of football and basic academic intelligence. You're an instinctive guy. You have the goods in that regard, which is critical for a defense that's going to put you in a very tough spot right away. You know about Ray Horton's scheme, or at least I'm sure you've gotten some basic principles of it. It's very challenging for a cornerback, and you got to keep your head about you at all times.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to be on your P's and Q's at all times, and it's just a defense that you really have to take the time to learn.
What are some of the things about this defense that stand out to you as a corner? We talk a lot about what it will mean to the outside linebackers like Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo and the linemen, but what about from a cornerback standpoint?
Just the brief little rundown that I got about it, I just, you know, really have, like I said, really have to look at the different calls and different schemes and coverages that I've never ran before, but I have to adjust to and learn.
Now, you look at you from a physical standpoint, just under 5'10", you weigh 193 pounds. The height thing is brought up, obviously, as a little bit of a concern because ideally, especially in today's NFL, corners, the taller corners seem to be more in vogue. But, again, this didn't discourage the Browns from going after you, and it certainly hasn't discouraged you from making yourself someone that a bunch of teams looked at closely. But how do you see that? I mean, is that, in your mind, any kind of an issue?
No, in my mind, I don't think it's an issue at all. You know, I'm a competitive person, so I don't really take my height as a problem at all.
And talk about that. So when you're – because people look also at the fact that you weigh 193 and you're a very solidly built guy. We could see that in you. Is that how you deal with that? In other words, when it comes to that bigger receiver that you're going to face, and you're going to face some big guys, as you well know, in the National Football League, is it a matter of just being able to kind of use your size, your bulk with them to – not get overwhelmed, and also, is it also a matter of timing jumps and such?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I mean, it comes down to technique with the bigger guys, or, I mean, anybody in the National Football League. I mean, it's the best of the best, so you really have to, you know, pay attention to your technique and to the opponent's tendencies and whatnot.
The other, I think, great thing for a guy like yourself as a rookie is to know that at the other end of this defense from you, the cornerback is Joe Haden, one of the better corners in the league. How much does that mean to you, and what are your thoughts about playing with Joe as a teammate?
My thoughts, he's a great player. You know, I feel honored to be able to go into this defense and, you know, learn some things from him and take some things and intertwine it with my game on how I play. And I think he's going to be a good person to talk to learn a system.
Leon McFadden, Browns third-round draft pick, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline. You're the son of a former Major League Baseball player, Leon McFadden Sr. What was it like to grow up with a baseball-playing dad?
It was good. My dad always pushed me to my potential. He didn't push me into the sport of baseball like he played. He wanted me to play a sport that I loved, and he obviously knew it was football. And, you know, he always told me to be competitive, and you know, at this point now, I'm carrying myself as a professional and working hard at everything that I do. And that was a big thing growing up in the household. You really hard on that. Both parents were really hard on me about school and if I'm going to play something, do it to my best of my ability.
But baseball was definitely in the cards for you, though, right? I mean, you had that option and that ability to do so. How did you kind of balance the thoughts of playing baseball versus football?
Football was just my game that I loved more than baseball. In a nutshell, to sum it up in a nutshell, that's how I felt about football. That's what I wanted to do. You know, baseball was something that I liked, you know, enjoyed playing and whatnot. And I did have, you know, some love for the game, but football was my outlet.
And how much is there to be said for the fact that you watched your dad as not only someone who played the game of professional baseball, but played professional sports? Is there a sense, an understanding on your part of the responsibility that kind of goes with being a pro athlete, the things that pull at you from all directions? I mean, did you pay attention to that, much of that, and take that in as a young man to, and maybe incorporate that now into your life going into the professional ranks?
Definitely. Everything that my father taught me and how he raised me thus far, I mean, I've taken it and I will relate it to my everyday life now as a professional. Things that he told me what to do, what not to do. So I really appreciate him, you know, the whole time growing up, him telling me what's the correct way to go about things.
And as someone coming from San Diego State across the country to the Cleveland Browns and to this climate of Northeast Ohio, knowing, I'm sure, or at least having some sense of what that's all about, Leon, how do you view that? As this is going to be a pretty much of a cultural shock for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it as well. You know, it's going to be colder than what I've ever been used to, but it's going to be a good experience. You know, to get out of California and go and be in Ohio and have all seasons or whatnot. Never been a part of that.
Now, what are the next steps for you? You got a rookie camp coming up a weekend from this weekend, correct?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes, I am. Can't wait for it, actually.
And I guess at that point you really get indoctrinated about the playbook and the scheme, and I imagine to get out there on the field as a wearing a professional uniform, even though you're not in pads and such, has got to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's definitely a big deal. Definitely something that I'm looking forward to.
Great. Well, Leon, thank you. We look forward to seeing you when you get back here, and appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. He is Leon McFadden, third-round draft pick of the Browns, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.